Charlotte.
Baby, this is our city.
A Beasley Media Group station.
This is my city. Yeah, baby.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Oh, no, 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 no. We are home of the Free Money Mondays.
Woo!
Woo-woo! We are completely commercial-free. Not one single commercial will be on this radio station today.
Woo-hoo!
On top of that, hooking you up, free cash, $100 comes your way. 30 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We came on the air and hooked Robin in Lincolnton up with $100 like that, just for being caller 9.
And I love that she's not going to spend it on any bills. She's going to spend it.
Foolishly, like she should.
Yeah.
Go out and get a steak dinner or something.
Yeah, this is free money that we're giving you. You should only pay bills with money that you work for, Loren.
That's right. Everybody house knows. Money.
That's the Dave Ramsey philosophy. Dave Ramsey says, and I quote, if you win Jeopardy or go on Wheel of Fortune, do not spend that money on bills.
I don't think he says that.
I don't think he said that.
I'll say it.
So this is from a website called heart.uk.
Uh-huh.
And they say the things that women really find unattractive in men.
Mm-hmm.
Before Loren goes off on a list, I wanted to give you the number one. And you tell me whether you're surprised by this or not, Loren.
Okay.
All right. The number one thing that women find most unattractive in a man is a man who is not chivalrous.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. I can totally see that.
A man who has bad manners and treats their partner selfishly.
Yes.
That's the way, that's what's attractive or unattractive?
Unattractive.
Of course, yeah.
Like, want you to hold doors for us still and, you know.
Chivalry should never die.
No.
No.
Now, I was surprised that that was number one.
Really?
Yeah. Because
The whole bad boy thing?
Well, there's that. And also, I feel like...
I mean, how many times do you hear, like, oh, chivalry is dead?
Well, that's true.
Right?
That's true. But out of everything that could be unattractive about a man, the number one thing that women said was not being chivalrous.
Right.
But yet, I feel like a lot of women put up with guys who aren't.
Yeah.
And just accept it.
Yeah. Some do. It depends on how hot he is, I think.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
How about a guy who treats a woman like a jerk, though, and she sticks around for it?
No.
How annoying is that?
Don't do that.
I know.
Yeah, it's a thing, though.
I mean, that's basically what that article is saying.
It happens.
I know.
What is it that you find really unattractive about men? Like, ladies, if you are single, and maybe you're on the dating scene... Or maybe you go out and you meet someone. Like, what is it that you can't stand that they have that's unattractive?
I'm going to say something, and you guys are immediately going to go dirty, and it's not dirty.
Go ahead.
Men that can't finish.
Oh,
and
my
God. That's not... I don't mean that in a dirty way.
Well, it's your birthday, so do what you want today, Loren.
I mean, like, projects that you're starting around the house, and then they sit there forever. That is, like, my number one pet peeve.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking anything else.
Okay.
No. No.
704-570-9595. Ladies, what do you find unattractive about men? Like, maybe you went out with a guy, and there was something that turned you off because he did this. What was it?
704-570-9595.
Couple more on the list. Having a huge ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says, we know you're good looking and charming. That's probably why we are hanging out with you in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
However, we really don't need someone who keeps reminding us and stays arrogant.
And honestly, even if you are the prettier one in the relationship, I don't want to feel that way. Like, I want to feel like the prettier one in the relationship. My husband's really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And women love him. But he makes me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world, and that's what I love about him.
Right.
He doesn't make me feel like less of a beauty.
But isn't there a fine line between an ego the size of, like, Mount Everest and then, like, confidence?
Yeah, you should have... Yeah, there is a fine line. But you should be confident, but you can't cross the...
All right, give me an example of confidence and give me an example of cocky. Can you do that? All right, so, like... If I said to you, like, hey, we're going to go to this restaurant. I know the owner. He's going to give me a great table. Is that cocky or confident?
I'm just using your connections. Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah, but how do you feel, Loren, as a guy taking you out on a date?
If
or
you
Roy?
If you keep bringing it up, then that's cocky. Because you're trying to make a point or put a notch in your belt.
Right.
If you just bring it up once, maybe that's confidence.
Okay.
704-570-9595. You can always be part of the MRO show. We have Marissa from the Queen City. Welcome to the Manny Roy the Rent Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So my thing that's unattractive, I mean, just in any partner, but guys especially, is when they're whiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, no matter what's wrong with them, like if they've got a cold, oh, it's the worst thing in the world, you know? That I hate.
Oh, and men don't do well with being sick.
No, they don't.
That is true, Marissa. Like, Amanda, we're packing our house because we're moving. So, like, the other day, Amanda threw a pair of pliers at me. Not to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I missed them and it fell on my foot. And I was like, ow!
My foot's going to fall off now. I need stitches. Like, yeah. You guys are so dramatic.
She's like, that's so unattractive.
Very. But I wanted to say that I love you guys and thank you guys for making my morning every day.
Aww. Oh, Marissa, thank you so much for listening. You make our day.
Yeah, Marissa, hold on a second. We're gonna kiss you right back by hooking you up with breakfast or lunch from our good friends at Famous Toastery.
Wow, that's really great. Thank you so much.
I was there this past Saturday. Love their freshly squeezed orange juice. Ooh. And had delicious pancakes. Well, I had my son's delicious pancakes.
I like that move, yeah. Man.
Hold on, Marissa, okay?
Thank you.
Which, by the way, if you've never seen what we look like, which... I don't know why you'd want to see that, but if you do care to see
it, don't recommend it.
You can always watch us. You can see us live on Facebook Live. Look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. We got cameras in here. Let's welcome our good friend Amy from Matthews to the MRL show. Hey, Amy.
Hey there. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing really well.
So my biggest pet peeve is when a guy doesn't have any passion or drive. Like, to do anything. Like, I'm a really passionate, driven person.
Yeah.
So when a guy just, like, sits around and it's like, oh, you know, whatever. I'm like, no, like, have some passion about something. Please.
So guys that are goal-oriented, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Roy is very involved in this game that he played all weekend long, Amy, and I don't even know if he wants me to mention it on the air, but you say he doesn't, you know, drive or passion, but he is the best at Farm Simulator 2017.
Here's the thing. This actually started, I don't want to say an argument between me and Bay, but one thing here's the thing. I'm the type of person that... Whenever I do something, I am all in. Like this radio show, all in. It's going to be number one. We are number one. It's going to stay that way. When I get something like that, I had like the farm simulator. It was brand new. I bought it. I'm like, I'm going to have the most biggest, massive farm with the most money you've ever seen. And I've been playing it for like 3 days straight.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Bay's on Tinder trying to find a date to go out with.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Yes, thank you, too.
Talking about what women find really unattractive in a man, and not being chivalrous was number one. Having a huge ego was on the list. Also, obsessing over the gym.
Oh, yeah. Again, but I think that goes back to what I was saying about even if you are the prettier one in the relationship, I still want to feel like the prettier one in the relationship.
Right.
If you're obsessed with the gym, that means you ain't got no time for me.
And I get annoyed with gym selfies. I'm over that.
Yeah, we know you work out.
Yeah. Yeah, I go to the gym sometimes, and I don't post.
Forget it. Couples that go to the gym, I eat your friend.
You're looking directly at me.
Yeah, you have a friend who her and her man are always at the CrossFit place.
I have two of them.
And I'm usually eating something disgusting.
Yeah.
Every time I'm looking at Instagram.
I'm in the drive-thru at Bojangles waiting for my food, and I see them up there with CrossFit
doing crunches.
Yeah. Lakin's good for it, too.
Yeah, Lakin
and they
Kara.
Always invite my husband and I, and we're like, no, we're all set. Thanks.
Yeah. This is Caitlin of Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
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 My biggest pet peeve about guys is they have to have nice teeth. They can't have, like, missing teeth or stained teeth or crooked teeth.
That's fair.
That's why I have Invisalign. Southeast Dental Partners. Seriously. Because I got to have my teeth straight.
Yeah, but according to Kate, like, would Caitlin even talk to you? Can you make a case that, like, hey, Caitlin, I know they're crooked right now.
I can get them.
But my Invisalign is working.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that crooked.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Have you ever gone out with someone who had that situation, but you really liked them, and you were like, I just don't know if I can get through this?
No, actually, yes, I have, and I just can't deal with it.
Because it's like when you kiss them, you feel like you're going to catch something.
Ew.
Right.
Well, I'm just telling
it's like kissing
how it
a barbed wire
is.
Fence. Yeah. Thanks, Caitlin.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. You can continue the conversation on our socials at the MRL show.
Men who take longer to get ready is also on the list.
Yeah.
We'll put the rest of them up on the website.
Now, remember, we are completely commercial free. So we typically stop for commercials right now. We're not. We're going to play music. On top of that, every 95 minutes, someone walks away with $100 on Free Money Mondays. That happens less than 30 minutes.
This is Commercial Free Monday.